step to the dozen is a thing you got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. You know what I'm laughing at, Ramona? You know, look, if they have to prop Nick Saban up weekend at Bernie style, apparently he's going to be on the sidelines. Because I'm just seeing this from 247 Sports. Now, remember, Nick Saban tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday. Now, you think that means 10 days, 14 days, whatever, right? You go into the protocol, right?
Yeah, apparently I think that's not how it works.
Yeah, apparently not for Nick Saban. Report. Saban could coach Bama with 3 negative tests. Nick Saban tested, this is 247 Sports, or 24/7 Sports, I guess they go by. Nick Saban tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday, putting his status to coach Alabama against Georgia in question. On Thursday, Alabama provided an update on Saban saying he remained in isolation and is asymptomatic. While it appears Saban won't be coaching Alabama on the field or even virtually, there actually could be a way the future Hall of Fame coach manages to coach on the sideline despite testing positive. According to ESPN college football insider Heather Dinich, Saban could end up coaching Alabama Saturday night if all breaks right. According to Dinich, Saban needs a particular number of negative COVID tests in order to coach on Saturday. Remember, this guy tested positive on Wednesday. Now, again, I thought that meant 10, 14 days automatically. Apparently not.
Yeah.
As I'm sitting here right now, I just got confirmation from the SEC office that if Nick Saban were to get 3 straight negative PCR tests and remain asymptomatic, they could leave isolation and rejoin the team. Dinich said on College Football Live, it's important to note that Nick Saban is asymptomatic. He's continuing to be tested daily. If he gets 3 negative tests, you could see him on the sideline against Georgia, which as of now remains on. Okay. All right. So in other words,
why don't I just get him a bubble?
In other words, all this line movement. Well, all this line movement and everything else, the line, you may need to put it back because Saban may be actually on the sideline after all. B.A., Joe, and Zeke, good callers. B.A., what's going on? How are you?
Well, long-time listener, first-time caller. Love your show.
Thank you, B.A. Welcome in.
Really, you know, your insight and your entertainment is fantastic, but I was a little bit disappointed you couldn't pick up on the cause of all those false starts for UCF. It's clearly has to be one issue and one issue only, and it's contained in the name of the quarterback, Mr. Mack.
Okay.
He must pronounce his name Daryl. The quarterback's got to be a stutterer. Got to be.
That's 100% wrong, but it is funny. And no, I never considered that. You know. I've seen him interviewed and he didn't stutter, but who knows? You know what? Remember there was that old time singer, that country singer, Mel somebody, Tillis. Yeah. Mel Tillis, who couldn't speak without a bad, bad stutter. But when he sang, it was like the angels were singing. There was no sign of stuttering. So I don't know. Maybe Dylan can conduct an interview, but when he gets it on the field, you know what? You know, Heupel did mention Gabriel's cadence among those things. You may be onto something, B.A. You're 100% right. No, I never, you know, it's funny. You know, Ramona, maybe that is it because I keep sitting here watching these games thinking, what the hell are these people doing? I don't know. That's funny. That's well played. Yeah, good.
Poor lineman standing there listening to him, and he's going, oh, Omaha.
Oh, my God. I'm choking. All right. Thank you. Oh, my God. That never occurred to me, Rona, but but maybe he's right, because I'm telling you, man, I've watched it and I'm thinking to myself, I just don't get it. I can't understand it. What on earth does it matter with all you people? I mean, there's got to be something. I mean, I've said it on the show. I can't pick it up. I can't pick it up. Maybe that's it. There's got to be some answer. Maybe that's as good as any I've heard. And also made me choke on air, and especially his version of it right there, Ramona. Omaha. That's 100% wrong, and I should not be laughing at any of that. But now I need louder audio. I need to watch the Central Florida game and crank the audio as loud as possible to see if I can find that. That's just hysterical. I actually have tears in my eyes. I'm laughing. Joe, how are you?
How's it going? Well, I guess you're going to have to wait until they play one of those teams with no fans in the stands to figure it out. But I guess that figured out the might be an answer for the four penalties back-to-back. But, I was going to talk up, give you some picks for a few games. I think Virginia Tech plays, was it Boston College? And ESPN has a line at Virginia Tech favored by 12, and I understand the first game, and unfortunately I've heard was Hooker was out because he had COVID the first game, but when you second and third game, if you're 100% healthy, Hooker's your quarterback. I don't understand it. Like, I just don't get it. Well, like, Hooker's that's an easy decision. That's a very
I think Fuente's a nut job. I think he's a nut job. I think there's something wrong with him. I really do. I would fire him. I would have fired him already. I would get rid of him because nothing he says makes any sense at all. The way he's mismanaged his quarterback situation is just unthinkable. I mean, he didn't want to, you know, I don't know what the deal with Hooker is. It's like this Dwayne Haskins thing in Washington. I don't know what his deal is. I mean, they didn't play him. They refused to play him last year. They finally put him in. And as soon as they put him in, they started playing light years better, and he played really well. So you come back the next year, and now he's not the starter again. You got the other two schmucks who he's going to start, and now he can't make up his mind. Well, the other two guys, they couldn't win a punt, pass, and kick competition against a bunch of 8-year-olds.
I mean, I don't understand it. Like, it's an easy decision. It's so easy. Like, if he's healthy, you start him. But, like, if Boston College is going to cover that line, I think it's going to be a last-minute field goal type game. I think Virginia Tech might win. But Boston College, they're cooking with grease right now. They're throwing the ball around all over the place. So, 12 points is way too high. I just think that's kind of ludicrous. UNC, I think the line was 12 points versus Florida State. 13 and a half. Well, if I was a betting man, I would put money on UNC to cover that by halftime. It's going to turn ugly because UNC has the firepower to basically score 50 every game, like you said, all summer. So, I don't really think FSU has a shot to keep that within that spread. Like, I just don't.
I'm sort of getting the feeling that North Carolina was a little slow to start, but it feels like they're starting to get it. It feels like all the pieces of that offense are really starting to hum again. If they are, that'll be bad news for Florida State.
And, you know, NC State's done a pretty good job. I don't remember who they play this weekend, but I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I'll have to give you a pick on that later. But just
Duke
one last
Duke.
Thing.
Duke.
Oh, Duke. Duke. Well, NC State.
Duke is Duke.
NC State. But one last thing. You know, if we had a coach in Columbia that I was confident in, I would pick South Carolina, but we don't. So I'm picking Auburn to cover the spread. 7 points, 7-10 points. If you had a good coach,
we got $1 million chicken roll and a $10 coach.
Yeah. But it is what it is. Until even if he wins this game, Walt, that would be a great thing. But let's just be honest, you got to string together wins. You got to win games. You're a big man. It's $4.5 million a year. It's time. It's 5 years. I don't care about any other excuses. I've been saying it for a year.
Joe, answer this question for me before I go to Zeke, because I was thinking about this before the show. I know, like, he beat Georgia last year, another defensive guy. Has he beaten a quality offensive mind, a quality offensive mind with a quality football team? Has he beaten a guy who fits that description?
Last time that happened, I think NC State, and was it 2017 when we played up in Charlotte? I mean, you know, there was a few times we beat Missouri when we probably shouldn't have. You know, it is what it is, Walt. You are what your record says you are, and you know, I hope I'm wrong. Nothing would please me to benefit if I was wrong, but. You know, we're playing marginally better. It's just, he's not the guy. He's not the guy. All right, Joe. Appreciate it, Walt.
Good job, Joe. Thank you. I still want an answer from a Gamecock fan, because none of those are answers. All right. I'm looking for, again, he beat Georgia last year, a fellow defensive-minded head coach. I'm asking, has he beaten an offensive-minded head coach from a quality football team? Off the top of my head, I can't think of one. And that's what I'm wondering about. Zeke, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Walt?
How you doing, Zeke?
You know, it's funny. I'm doing good, man. I got another spin on the game Saturday night. There's some things that concern me Saturday night, Walt. I just want to throw them out to you. You may say I'm just being paranoid. You may buy into it. But when you're trying to build a program, Walt, there's a difference between playing as the hunter and the hunted. North Carolina goes into a game Saturday night against Florida State. Well, I thought Florida State played much better against Notre Dame. So they face some quality competition. This is their biggest home game for the rest of the year. They don't play another highly ranked team. So this is a building stone for them. And for North Carolina, you're supposed to win. I mean, you just go there, you're supposed to win. So now you have to learn in building a program how to win games on the road against a prominent program, not a prominent team, but a prominent program in a game where you're favored to win. Storm Duck's not going to play again this weekend. So he's still out. I think the other injuries are everyone will be back again this weekend, but he will definitely be out. So I'm not sold that North Carolina goes in and wins this game by 14. We'll see, but what are your thoughts?
So the 17 fans in the stands who are going to be carrying tomahawks concern you? I don't know, Zeke. Florida State, not only do they suck on offense, they're a little better offensively since Travis came. But Tamarian Terry's not playing, and defensively, they can't stop anybody if you arm all 11 defenders with clubs. It's apparently going around down there with Florida and Florida State. I guess you could say they played a little better against Notre Dame, but really, Notre Dame kept them in the game with their own mistakes. I mean, Notre Dame put up 600 yards of offense against Florida State, and Notre Dame doesn't have a wide receiver. So, I don't know. I see what you're saying, and the only positive intangible that I think Florida State could take away from the end of that Notre Dame game is that they held Notre Dame at the three in the last 3 minutes when Norville was out in the field on every play and cheering on his defense, and I think that helps them a little bit emotionally coming into this game. I just don't know how they're going to score enough points to keep up with North Carolina.
Well, I thought Longo really got it figured out. And I thought it was play calling. I think he was offensive coordinator nationwide, was the offensive coordinator of the week. Because yeah. I thought he really did a great job with Sam Howe. I think he realized what Sam had done the first two games. And he got rid of the ball quickly to Daz Newsome. He got Daz going quickly, which set up Deonte Brown. And that brought me to my next point. The announcer on Saturday was going on and on about Deonte Brown. But what was interesting was he mentioned something that you and I talked about on air in the summer, which you talked about Deonte Brown having a step that really froze corners and separated himself. And the announcer on Saturday talked about the exact same thing. And you said you saw that in the Clemson game last year, Walt. So I want you to comment on that for me.
Yeah. Zika, I appreciate you mentioning that. Yeah, you know, I actually forgot about that, but yeah, they did highlight that during the game, and it was something I did speak about in the off season. because I saw it last year. Brown has this unique, almost, it's almost like a Euro step in as a receiver, where he freezes DBs. He freezes them for a second, and then he continues straight down the field vertically. And it's a subtle move. It's like a jab step, really, in, as a basketball player. And they all react to it. And he freezes them, and he retains his speed. And then he blows right by them by like 10 yards, which is why he's open all the time vertically. And so, yeah, I guess they pointed that out during that game. And it was something that, yes, we talked about during the offseason. Thank you.
Well, and last comment, I'm going to get your thoughts on this. But watching that game, the one thing I've noticed that they've changed their offense this year is they are definitely getting Carter Williams more involved with throwing the ball out of the backfield to them. And so yeah. What are your thoughts? I mean, they, you know, that as a two-headed yeah. monster, what are your thoughts of yeah. them as far as the best, one of the best combos in college football? And I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts. Thanks, Walt.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Zeke. Yeah, look, what happened to North Carolina is the exact same thing that happened to Trevor Lawrence and Clemson last year. You spent a whole season with big plays and a whole offseason talking about big plays, and you come in the next year, and now people have a lot of film on you and a lot of tape on you, and they know what your strengths are, and they play to take it away. So Trevor saw a lot of too high safety looks early in the season last year, tried to force some things into it before he began to take the checkdowns, and that's exactly what people have done to North Carolina and Sam Howell early. Howell wants to throw the ball vertically. They've taken that away. So North Carolina's coaches, Longo and company, are preaching patience and preaching taking the check down to everything, and he's starting to do that. He's starting to do that, starting not to hold the ball as long. So they're starting to get it figured out there. A couple of really good callers on board. Clemson dominates, and Josh, don't go anywhere. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. Been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury. You've been charged criminally. Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney, who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick Lavery today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680 to schedule your appointment. Also, check out his website for more info at nicklaverylaw.com. nicklaverylaw.com, L-A-V-E-R-Y. You will thank me later. Quick break. Clemson dominates, and Josh, you two guys are up first.
Just like the smartphone outdid the flip phone, the patented powered water system of Zero Res is out cleaning the old methods. Right now, 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129, and mention my name, Mickey, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule today at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the ribeye sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville, and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hurricane season is upon us, and winter weather is just around the corner. Don't let bad weather leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home hole standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Sock 'em Dog Brewing and Gastropub is Oconee's newest full-service restaurant with a view. Named after the Sock 'em Dog Rapids on the Tatuga River, Sock 'em Dog infuses great food with local brews and killer views. Take advantage of their full patio, inside seating, and bar seating while following state guidelines to keep you safe Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pair their signature craft beers with their mouth-watering burgers, wings, and flatbreads at Sock 'em Dog, located on 1308 Falcons Drive in Wahala, or visit their Facebook page for events.
Hello, Medicare recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. When have you reviewed your Medicare plan with an independent agent? If you have not done this in the last 2 to 3 years, you are very likely not receiving all the benefits that you could be. You're leaving money on the table. I understand the reluctance to change. However, we need to at least make sure we are on the right plan, even if we stay with the same company. We can meet with you safely, either in person or virtually. We represent all of the plans and will listen to your needs. As honorable professionals, we will even tell you to stay put if we feel your current plan best fits those needs. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And please remember, our services always come free to you.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contests, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code WCCP and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code WCCP and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar Newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
Boy, Los Lonely Boys, welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, before I get to the phones, let me quickly go back to Texter Jay. who, by the way, follows the format, the approved format for texting, which is your name, colon, Jay always follows that. So I appreciate that. My job easier, and he's about the only guy who religiously does it. So if the rest of you could follow what Jay does, I'd appreciate that. Name, colon, message. And again, complete thoughts, not three words, so I have to figure out what the hell you're talking about. I want to go back to Jay Rowe, because Jay had asked about, suggested Randy Johnson and Pedro. And Randy Johnson, I just don't see any period of time where he would fit into that conversation, but Pedro does.
Pedro?
So it's a good call on Jay's part. Yeah, because Pedro, yes, Pedro, as Packerbacker would say, yes, Pedro, as Packerbacker would say, for a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 year period. Now, one of those years, he only had 18 starts. So obviously he was injured part of the year. So that takes away a little bit. But for a 7 year period, his high ERA was 2.89. So that's somewhat comparable. Now, that 7 year period was bookended by a 3.70 in 96 and a 3.90 in 2004. But I'm guessing that's the closest 7 year stretch that anybody would have to Kershaw. I mean, other than what DeGrom is doing now, but 7 year stretch, which is more than DeGrom has, that stretch is probably the closest you have. Because again, during that stretch, Pedro had two years with below two ERA. And again, you know, no one other than Kershaw and Koufax was doing that. So I think the Pedro comment is a good one. That's worthy of consideration. Clemson dominates, and Josh. Clemson dominates. How are you?
Hey, real good, Wall. And let's not forget Christy Mathewson. That's going
on. I was talking about the last 70 years of baseball from like 1950 on.
Yeah. I don't want to be in. When you mentioned J.R. Richard, I remember I was watching the Monday Night Baseball. That's going way back, where they used to have that on ABC. And I always dug it with Howard Cosell. But I remember I was watching that game, and they announced, like, just before that he had had a stroke when he was warming up in the bullpen for a start, and obviously never made that start and never pitched really again in the big leagues, because he basically was stuck at Tucson and he could never make it back, and eventually ended up homeless, living under bridges around the Houston area. So that's like a great sports tragedy.
Absolutely.
You know, people are calling what happened to Dak a tragedy, but the thing is, Dak, by taking that, franchise tag, he made $40 million this year. And plus, we've seen him on all these commercials, you know, Sleep Number and Pepsi and Chunky Soup. So he had to make at least another $5 million for that, assuming that he has, like, no permanent things, you know, because, you know, no blood poisoning or whatever, since it was a compound fracture. It's not really in the same realm. You know, what happened to J.R. Richard was a tragedy. He obviously, what athletes weren't making the kind of money they are, but $45 million, unless you're really stupid, that should be enough money where he can live whatever kind of life he wants to live for the rest of his life. I mean, if it had happened last year, that would have been a tragedy when he was barely making any money, but he made his money. And also he turned down a $140 million contract as well. So, right. You know, I wish him the best. Yeah, I mean, hope he gets back to,
Len brought that up the other day. And I think that's a fair point. Yeah. Len brought that up the other day.
Yeah. Because, you want to break if you want to break my ankle and then give me the best care so I can get back to health and then give me $40 million, I would do that in a heartbeat. So, he set his family up.
Oh, wait a minute, Clemson dominates. I just want to be clear of this. So you're down for the bone sticking out of the leg and an adventurous surgery follow-up that could include, I don't know, 17 surgeries, to say?
As long as there's no, like, blood poisoning and what happened to Mackenzie Milton or Al Smith, I wouldn't want that. But, you know, assuming that everything goes good for Dak, you know, if they're able to break it and then they have all the best medical professionals there and get it taken care of right away, you know, I would make that trade, $45 million for a broken ankle.
Okay, so you know, so you're willing to basically you're willing to trade the standard broken ankle for $45 million, but you're not going the Alex Smith Mackenzie Milton route for $45 million.
Yeah, no, those were in the leg bones. Those were those spiral fractures in the leg, whereas this was so this was hopefully it's not as bad because. You know, when they described how many pieces of bone there were and how they had to be all grafted back together, I don't think this is a similar situation. But, you know, hopefully Dak gets back to full recovery. You know, I don't think he's ever going to be like the kind of quarterback that leads a team to the Super Bowl. But, you know, certainly can pile up lots of yards and stats. You know, a good Matt Ryan impersonator. You know, just some guys got... Hey, some guys got it, that winning thing, and can push teams to that next level. And some guys do good, but they're always going to come up short. And that's the way sports has always been. And, you know, they're just kind of those guys, you know, sort of like Phillip Rivers, you know, like a good guy and all, but I just don't ever see him leading a team to a championship or Matthew Stafford or, you know, they do really well, and they get a lot of fourth quarter yards when they're coming back, but they don't ever seem to get their teams when it really matters in January and December.
Okay. I'm going to buy that.
Good call. That's why you chose Brady, you know, and because he's got that it factor. Like, if it comes down where it's a close thing, he can push him over the edge, you know, to get him
there.
That's
true, yeah. Look, I think it's a fair point. Thank you, Clemson Dominic. Appreciate the call. Oh, I didn't know he wasn't done.
Well,
me a couple.
Okay, now
I have an
ankle that I fractured. Can I get like a mil? 1 million? And it hurts every few months, or when it rains, it hurts like crap. So I should get $1 million at least for that, right?
You know,
if not 45, I understand, because it's not as bad. It's healed, sort of. But a million,
my first thought was, Clemson dominates. Not a lot of sympathy for Dak Prescott there. I have a feeling that Dak's getting a lot of get well cards and things like that, but I don't think any of them are coming from Clemson dominates.
No, I don't think they are either.
The general tone of that was sort of cold.
It was cold. Especially, you mentioned the bone sticking out. He didn't skip a beat.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just stomp on his grave a little. Spit on his grave. Yeah, scrub. He's just another Matt Ryan. You know, I'm not saying, by the way, I'm not saying there isn't some truth in it. I'm just saying there's a tad cold under the surface.
It is. Anytime they get injured, I feel bad for them, no matter who they are.
Yeah. And I thought maybe Len and I were a little cold toward Dak the other day.
No.
But it turns out that we're like the welcoming committee.
Yeah, you are. You like brought him flowers.
Yeah. That's right. We brought him flowers. Clemson dominates. Clemson dominates. Get him off the field. Get him off the field. Let's go.
I know. What's the hold up? Get that card out here. What's the hold up?
Josh, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. There was almost like a little hostility there towards Dak.
There was.
Yeah. You know, his injury's not that big a deal. It's not like those others. You know, it's not. Maybe we'll see. I don't know. I don't know that we know any of that yet. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Look, book your next party at Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson. Visit with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. You can host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. Carson's staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, ribeye sandwiches, Ramon. I have to have that. I have not had that yet. Just to name a few delicious menu items, make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, 226-9400. I love the Carson's. I just love the Carson's. I've had the filet mignon numerous times. I've had the New York strip numerous times. I've had the smothered chicken with grilled onions and peppers and cheese numerous times. I get the grilled sweet potato with everything. I just love that. But their food is just unbelievable. And I know some things have changed, but a lot of things remain the same. Carson Steak Warehouse and Anderson is some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. The greatest menu options around. Dine in, take it out to go, or dine on the covered patio with the ceiling fans to keep you cool. Look, help support the local workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go. Eat on the patio or dine in. 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the week. Call on your order to go. 864-226-9400. 864-226-9400. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson. 864-226-9400. I just want to spit on Dak Prescott's grave one time before we get a break. I don't know. Quick break. We'll be back.
Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game only on The Roar.
Let's face it, sometimes local is just better. Locally grown, locally sourced, shop local, eat local. But what about local expertise? At Allstate, Friar Dixon is just that, a local. So contact Clemson Allstate agency Friar Dixon today so he can help you with protection that's right for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Friar Dixon Allstate, Patrick Square, above Rick Irwin's, 133 Thomas Green Boulevard, Suite 206A. Call 643-2895. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Pumpkin spice is nice, but this fall, the powered water clean of Zero Res in your home is way better. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129, plus mention my name, Mickey, and you'll get a free hallway cleaned. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Book at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Plenty of certified pre-owned Fords available now at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. All have been through Ford's 172-point inspection program and come with extras like a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees that you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit EdwardsAutoSales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Male, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering 1 free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMale.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota and the place to buy your Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. Since 1951, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. Whether it's a new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyota, you'll find it at Ralph Hayes Toyota, 3525 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson.
Interested in a career in healthcare, manufacturing, or computers? How about paying tuition that's as low as $35 per credit hour? The South Carolina Workforce Industry Needs Scholarship is available this fall for students majoring in critical workforce areas. The Tri-County tuition rate applies to residents of Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, but other eligible SC residents receive significant discounts as well. For eligibility details and a complete list of majors, go to tctc.edu/scwins.
Joe's New York Pizza is open Tuesday through Sunday. They thank you for your support and look forward to seeing you in either the Seneca or Clemson location soon. Check out the great daily specials Joe's has waiting for you on their Facebook page, like buy one, get one pizza on Tuesdays, a large pizza and 10 wings for only $20 Wednesdays, and free meatballs with any pasta entree on Thursdays. It's all about the sauce. And most importantly, it's all about you, the loyal Joe's New York Pizza customers. Thank you for your support.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Easley at the Upper State Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. COVID guidelines will be in place. This weekend in Easley, Upper State Fairgrounds, Highway 123 in Easley.
You didn't buy a beach investment property to stress over it. Stop worrying. The professionals at Thomas Beach Vacations become your partners, treating your home as if it were their own. They will create your personal strategic plan and get bookings rolling in. And they'll care for your home while you're not there. Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. That's NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Thomas Beach Vacations. Customer focus, results driven. Hear what owners are saying about Thomas Beach Vacations Owner Services.
I have two properties down here. One stays in the rental pool 52 weeks of the year. The other, I can rent out 3 months of the year. They approach my three-month rental with the same commitment as they do the one across the street. Thomas Beach Vacations, they make you feel like you're part of the family.
Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Customer focus, results driven.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the Press Box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey, in insurance for seniors and disabled. Gary's the guy. Look, we're already getting unsolicited testimonials already. And people have already called Gary, and he's already helped people dramatically in a week. So think about what he can do for you. Gary's an independent Medicare insurance agency selling Medicare supplements, Medicare Advantage, prescription drug plans. They've serviced both South and North Carolina for well over a decade. The last thing we tell a new enrollee is if you have a problem, we have a problem. We service after the sale. They're with you for the long run, but we want you to come to us for guidance. Gary attended Clemson. He's a Clemson grad. Our services always come free for the Medicare recipient. We're compensated by the insurance companies, not the Medicare recipient. You know, I get sometimes people get comfortable in things they have, but you're leaving money on the table. You need to let Gary take a look at your situation. Gary's on Medicare himself. He knows the process inside and out. He's resided in Easley for over 30 years. His office is conveniently located in Easley, but Gary will do virtual consultations and or come to you. Gary sends all of his customers a letter in early October every year telling them how their plan stacks up for the next year. Since Gary sells all the plans, he can and will change you if he feels and you feel that you can better your situation. Gary's motto, though, is always do no harm. If he reviews your plan and finds that you're best located where you're at, he'll advise you to stay put. Look, Gary's incorporated agency has 8 agents, a continuation plan for the long haul. If you're on Medicare, or if you have parents or grandparents on Medicare, do them a favor. Pass Gary's info on to them. You'll all thank me later. 864-307-8484. Tell him I sent you. 864-307-8484. Or visit online, www.insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. And that's what Gary specializes in. I have Braves fans screaming, Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux is like the 5th or 6th best pitcher in the last 50, 60 years. He's in the conversation, but he's not Gibson, he's not Seaver, and he's not Kershaw. He did have a seven-year period where he posted somewhat similar numbers. He had two insane back-to-back years in 94 and 95 where his ERAs were 1.56 and 1.63. But starting in 1992, Greg posted 2.18, 2.36, 1.56, 1.63, 2.72, 2.20, and 2.22. So that seven-year run is comparable. Comparable. Not as good, but comparable. The 2 years outside of that, in 91, he was at 3.35. In 99, he was at 3.57. And again, just for clarification's sake, Kershaw went 10 years where his lowest ERA was 2.91, and he had three seasons below two. No one in the modern era baseball has ever come close to that. No one, including Greg Maddux. And that's, again, you're talking about the best of the best, that whole group. Greg Maddux as a playoff performer, not great either. You know, Maddux, Glavine, Smoltz, the best playoff pitcher was Smoltz. I mean, not even close. Of those three guys, by far, the best playoff pitcher was Smoltz. Josh and JJ, we're going all J's now. Josh, how are you?
Hey, Walt, doing great, man. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Thanks for getting in, Josh. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time caller. And thought it all at your show. Yeah, thank you. Want to say, go Tigers, man. I live right down in Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm a big Tigers fan.
Yeah,
so it's good to see them having a little bit of their dynasty here for a while. Hope that keeps up. You know, Dabo's the man. And so thank you for the time. I wanted to make this a two-part call. I wanted to say go Tigers. Always encouraging them on. And I wanted to say happy birthday to my father. He's a big, big fan of yours. And so I know he's listening to your show right now like he does religiously every day. His name's Joe Nowitz.
Josh, I'm sorry. You broke up a little bit. What's your dad's name?
Yep, it's Joe Nowitz.
Joe, okay.
And he lives.
Absolutely. Yep. Josh, you wish him happy birthday. We're wishing Joe happy birthday. Absolutely. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Joe.
Man, thank you for the call, Walt. Have a great day, brother. Go Tigers.
Absolutely. You too, Josh. Absolutely. Happy birthday to Joe Nally. Josh's dad loves the show and listens every day. And so absolutely happy birthday, Joe. And thank you for listening. It matters. It really means a lot to me. By the way, my Twitter feed now says nothing to see here yet.
Does it say
apparently
that?
I've never,
that's funny.
Yeah, apparently I've never... I'm to the point where I've never tweeted anything now, somehow. Okay, whatever. JJ, how are you, JJ?
How's it going, Walt? Long time no talk to.
Yeah, it's exactly right, JJ. I hear you all over the place. Let's go.
Well, I've tried to call a couple of times, but, you know, hey, you're a popular guy, so it is what it is. Hey, I wanted to get your thoughts on something I've asked a couple of other ones. Now that we finally got rid of Thomas Dimitrioff, and if you've been listening to Arthur Blank lately, Matt Ryan is on his way out. Thank you, Lord. No more mixed basketball championships in Atlanta. I wanted to get your thoughts on the probability. Now, let me just ask you this. John Elway has always been a big fan of Matt Ryan.
No.
Do you see Elway trying to get Matt Ryan in Denver?
I'm saying no before you even start. I'm saying no. I'm always saying no to all your craziness. I'm always saying no to all your craziness. I don't even need to hear your questions. The answer is always no. But go ahead, JJ. What do you want to do? You want to pile up your crap and send it to Denver. Is that it?
Well, no. he's always been a Matt Ryan fan. He's made it clear. He's been on record for this. So I just wanted to get your thoughts because he's gotten Osweiler, he's gotten all them other jokers that have been up in Denver. Could you see him trading for Matt Ryan? You know, of course it'd be a low draft pick, or maybe even because he'd have to take that cap hit. So it might not be nothing but just a trade for cash. I don't know. But getting rid of Matt Ryan, because I mean, I really don't see Matt Ryan going anywhere else. Right off the top of my head, but we get rid of Ryan and we get Trevor Lawrence or Josh Fields.
All right. I've considered my no response as potentially being a little premature and not getting a chance to hear you out. All right. Now that I've heard you out, okay. My answer is absolutely no.
But
gosh. Walt, it's been great talking to you.
No, JJ, look,
we're in a buzzard. You just kick us damn like we're a bunch of buzzards instead of Falcons now. I tell you,
look, they have a young quarterback in Drew Lock who they believe in. Why would they want to bring another retread in? They've already done that, and it was a mistake. Why would they want to do that again? When they have a young quarterback who's injured now in Drew Lock, but one they believe in, why? Now, I will admit, John Elway has done some very strange things at the quarterback position. I will admit that. I just don't think that makes any sense. I got a team with young receivers, a really bright future, a talented young quarterback that can grow up together. All I can tell you is if I was John Elway, I absolutely wouldn't do that. Whether John Elway would do that, I can't answer 100%, but I would think not. I would not think that was a destination for Matt Ryan. I have a career in shoe sales in mind for Matt Ryan.
Or how about coaching mixed basketball league? Anyway, I'm at that point.
Yeah,
I'm at that point where I'm glad that Arthur Blank has made it clear to the players also that it's time to clean house. I've put up with it for too much because 20,000 fans there this past weekend, and they only had 6,000. That tells you right there, Falcon fans were not in any mood to cheer on the Falcons, and you can't keep going and decide to start cleaning house early. Get the enemy signed as soon as possible or be the first one in line to talk to him. I know that Chiefs won't do nothing until after the playoffs or whatever, but we got to get BME. I think the guy is. Do you know of any other coaches that Atlanta should go after? And also, one thing that I brought up was also getting rid of. Everybody says I'm stupid for this, but get rid of our wide receiver. Just him on the chopping block. I mean,
Julio Jones.
We got Ridley. Julio Jones. We got Ridley and Gage signed for several years. So I'd say. We could get some good picks for him and maybe rebuild that team up. But I'll take it off the air. You and Ron have a good night. Go Braves. Go Falcons. Lord, just don't let us be the buzzards this year. That's all I ask.
Thank you, JJ. Yeah, look, I think Josh McDaniels is still the number one available coach. I think it's just patently obvious why. But I think Eric Bieniemy is right in that mix as well. I think it's those two guys. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at EngineeredSleep.com. That's EngineeredSleep.com.
Fall is here, and though the season has changed, one thing remains, and that's making sure you have insanely clean and healthy home with help from the experts at Zero Res. There's no clean like the Zero Res patented powered water clean, and with no residue, your carpets stay cleaner longer. Right now, three rooms of carpet clean for only $129, and mention my name, Mickey, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head